Atem Nitzavim Hayom Kulchem Lefnei Hashem Leikechem. You are all standing today in front of Hashem, your God, Roshechem, Shivteichem, the heads of your Shvatim, Ziknechem, your elders, Vishaitrechem, your officers, policemen, Koil Ish Yisrael. So sort of Yaakov Galinsky Zatzal asks a question. It says already, Atem Nitzavim Hayom Kulchem. You're all standing in front of Hashem. So why was it necessary afterwards to specify Rosheichem, Shevteichem, Zikneichem, Shaitreichem, Tapchem, Nesheichem? It already said everybody. That includes everybody. Why is it necessary to be mefaret to explicitly say every single class in Klal Yisrael? So Yaakov Galinsky says that the Torah is coming to tell us over here that every single person, no matter which class he's from, no matter what kind of a status he has in Klal Yisrael, you're chashev by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this is especially important to know. Atem Nitzavim Hayoyim, the Zohar HaKadosh says Hayoyim is Rosh Hashanah. You're all standing in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So a person might make the mistake of thinking, yeah, you know, the important people stand in front of Hashem. You know, they're the ones, the movers, the shakers, the ones that have a higher status, they're standing in front of Hashem. But me, little old me, I'm the average Joe. You know, what do I matter to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So the Torah tells us specifically, Atem Nitzavim Hayoyim, on Rosh Hashanah, the day, with the Hei Hayadiyah Kulchem, Roshechem, Shivteichem, Ziknechem, Shaitreichem, Tapchem, Nesheichem, Gercha, Mechaita Veitzecha, Ad Shayiv Meimecha. Every single person, Lefi his matzah. Pashtaitzech, not everybody is judged the same way. Different people have different opportunities. Different people have different ways of life. And everyone is needing Lefi his matzah. But every single person, no matter what the matzah is, no matter what his status is considered chashev in front of HaKadosh Baruch. I heard a Moiri the Kipshat. At Kir Shofar, we say the kapitel Am Natzeach with Nekairach Mizmor. Why do we say that kapitel? So the emesis Al Pi Kabbalah this Cheshbonis is brought down that the word Elohim is mentioned seven times in that kapitel Midas Adin, and seven times is seven times seven is 49 gates of Bina and 49 gates of Bracha. So with the Shofar, we're mahap of the 49 Elohims to 49 Madregas of Chesed. That's what's brought down in the Svarim. But I heard a Moiri the Kipshat. Who were the Bnei Kairach? It says in the Pasuk, Uvnei Kairach loy meisu. Bnei Kairach did not die. Rashi brings down in Parshas Pinchas that Mokim this batzer lehem al pischei shel Gehenim. There was a special spot that HaKadosh Baruch Hu raised for them. They were about to go down with Kairach. They were about to be swallowed up by the ground into Gehenim. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a perch there for them to survive. So that gufa, the Bnei Kairach, are the biggest lima to us, that a person can never be miayish. They're holding mamish ot al pischa shel Gehenim. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu saves them mitoch pischa shel Gehenim. So a person can never be miayish. A person can say, I'm a lost cause. Never despair. A person can be holy by Pischa Shel Gehenim, and Afal Pike and HaKadosh Baruch Hu saves. But there's a lot deeper lesson than that from the Bnei Kairach. Rishneir Kotlis, Atzal said, Amayu de Kipshat, Bnei Kairach Lai Meisu, Vosef is Hashem made the Yeshua by Pischa Shel Gehenim. So he said like this, the mistake of Kairach, he said, Ki Chola Eidu Kulun Kedoshim, we all heard an Eich Hashem Lekecha, we all want to be in the Beis HaMikdash serving as Kehana. It's a mistake. HaKadosh Baruch Hu set up different kinds of people. A Kohen has his Seder Avodah, a Levi has his Seder Avodah, a Yisrael has his Seder Avodah. In other words, we don't make the agenda. HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes the agenda. We have to follow his agenda. So what happened? The Bnei Kairach ended up in the furthest possible place Shayach from the Kodesh HaKadoshim. You can't get a place further away from the Kodesh HaKadoshim than Gehenna. And from there they served HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they were Mechaber Kapitel Tehillim, and those Kapitel Tehillim are a tremendous limud for us. And he stuck it into the Pasuk, the shir that we say, B'yayim HaShemi. It says, Dimin, Lam Natsech L'Nei Kairach. It's also Lam Natsech L'Nei Kairach. Diminu Aleikim Chazdecha B'Kerev Heicholecha. We thought that your chesed is to say your chesed inside the heichal. Now what happens? We came to the realization you could be on the outskirts, far, far away, and from there you could serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the lesson for the Bnei Kairach is it makes no difference where you are, it makes no difference what your status is. You can be close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu no matter where you are from. And the Argid Al-Yo is Moisiv to that Vart. He says, the Shir Shal Yoyim is said on Yoyim Sheni. That's the day that the waters were split. There were the Mayim HaElyonim and the Mayim HaTachtonim, and the Mayim HaTachtonim screamed to Hashem, Ano boil Mahavi Kami Malka. We also want to be up there. Hashem said, your Avodah is down there. He was Mephias them. He gave them the mitzvah Nisach HaMayim. Obe Be'etzim, this is your Avodah. You serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu no matter where you are. And that's what the Torah is telling us over here. Everybody is choshev by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Don't make the mistake of thinking Kahanim are the most choshev and the Torah is given to the daily Yisrael and you're just a nobody. Or Sheikhim, Shifteichim, Ziknechim, Sheitreichim, Tapkim, the Sheikhim, Gerach, Chayte, Beitzach, Shoyim, Meimecha, everybody is considered choshev. So by Tekiyah Shofar, that's mamish the time when we're taken up in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's the time to be Nisayir in Tshuva. Every person has to feel that Chashiv is in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Bnei Kairach taught us, no matter where you are, no matter what you do, you're Choshev in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and now's the time to come back. As a matter of fact, the kapitel itself says, Kol Ha'amim Tikuchav, all the nations of the world gather together and serve Hashem. See, the Bnei Kairach are the ones that know it makes no difference who you are. Even though the Goyim are not as close as Yidden, Hashem wants your Avodah as well. Kal v'chaymer, ben b'noishel, kal v'chaymer, us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants our Avodah, and he wants us to do tshuva. But those of Yaakov Galinsky is why the Torah is mefarad all of these over here. And Hayayin Dezayir HaKadosh says, is Rosh Hashanah. Atem Yitzav Mayayin Kulchem Lufnei Hashem Aleikechem. Rashi says, Loma Nismecha Parsha Zula Klolos. Why is this parsha right next to the klolos and parsha's kisava? Levi sheshamu Yisrael meyer klolos chaser shtayim. The Bnei Yisrael heard 98 klolos in addition to the 49 klolos they heard in parsha's bechukayisat. Hayriku pneim, their faces turned color. Va'amru mi yuchal lamed be'elu. Who could stand? Who could survive with this? Hischol Moshe lefaisam atem nitzav mayim harbe yichasnem lamakim. He got HaKadosh Baruch Hu plenty of times, but Yosef Itchem Kloya. V'areyatem Kayamon Lefonim, you're still standing. So the Chofetz Chaim used to say that when it comes in Elul, and when it comes to Rosh Hashanah, a person is mechuyev to bring into himself an inyan of pachad of the Yom HaDin. You see that the Bnei Yisrael, they heard klolos. They heard klolos, and it put a fear into them. So we have to think to ourselves, when it comes to Rosh Hashanah, there are things that are possible to go wrong. And we have to have that pachad of Rosh Hashanah. We have to have a pachad of the Yom HaDin. And the Chofetz Chaim used to say over a maisa, there was a maisa that happened by the Bolshevik Revolution. So there was mayhem, there was chaos in the streets, there was killing, there was tumble, there was violence, it was mamish. And, you know, you have the Bolsheviks picking up a guy, the communists picking up a guy in the street and just decide to shoot him at random. So there was a bachur walking in the streets, and they picked him up, they took him right away to be shot. They took him to their station, they aimed the gun at him, they pulled the trigger, it's not going. Shemayim, that rachman is not. They tried it again, and again, and again, and again. It's a geitnish. So they saw there must be some higher force that's protecting him, so they let him go. When he came home, his friends noticed his hair had turned totally white. In those few minutes of the pachad of Misa, his hair turned totally white. So the Chofetz Chaim said, anyone whose hair doesn't turn white from the pachad of the Yom HaDin, because we don't know, for all we know, we're hanging in the balance, we don't know what's going to be. He says, anyone whose hair doesn't turn white from the pachad of the Yom HaDin, it's a sign he does not dare what Elul is, he doesn't dare what Rosh Hashanah is. As I gives up the Chofetz Chaim, I saw maybe the Kipshad. The Gemara says in Masechtas Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Hashanah, kol bo'ei olam oivrim lefonov kivnei morayim. All of the people of the world pass in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, kivnei morayim. What is the type of kivnei morayim? One of the pshatim, the Gemara says, and that Yud Ches is, kivnei morayim are like sheep. Everybody passes in front of him like sheep. Taich Rashi, when a person gives Meiser Behemah, all the animals were together in one store. They opened up the Pesach of the store and they counted sheep. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. And on the 10th one, they made a red mark. This is going to be brought as a carbon from Meiser Behemah. Then again, the next 9, the 10th one is marked. That's what Rashi says. And we pass by Kibbeh run. So one of the Sfarim I saw brings down, I believe it's Rav Aaron Toysik, he's one of the big mashpiyim today in Eretz Yisroel. He said, this sheep that had the red mark on it, it goes around, it plays with its friend like normal, it runs with them, it jumps with them, you know, it frolics with them. It has no idea that it has a red mark, and even if it does, it has no idea what it represents. If it would know what that red mark represents, it would run to the water, jump in, try and scratch it off with everything that it was worth. It doesn't want to be killed, but it doesn't know. So he says, we also don't know. One never knows exactly what mark he has on himself for the Yom HaDin. So we are like those sheep, and we have to make sure we go into the river of purity. We mitar ourselves to tshuva. We do tshuva. We come back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is the kind of a pachad that we have to have before the Yom HaDin. Lamaisa, lamaisa, we don't have that pachad. Lamaisa, I can tell you about myself. Unfortunately, I don't have it. Many people I speak to do not have that pachad. I saw it brought down in the Svarim. That Bisman has Hagam, we should try and instill ourselves with Pachad, and there's no heter. But there is Lamaisa, Lamaisa. The Sfarim say we're living in a period of Hester Panim. And when there's Hester Panim, you're not able to see the Yad Hashem clearly. There's a tremendous behold, there's sveikus, and there's a lack of clarity. And in this time of Hester Panim, that Pachad was taken away from. Said, Heilige Satma Rebbe, the Reyoyos Chusa Yogan Olenu. He said, what's Takada Eitze? What's Takada Eitze? We're lacking the Pachad. You know, we have to work on ourselves, but we're lacking it. What's Takada Eitze? So he gives a marshal. He says, there was a young man and woman, they had a baby boy. Oy, the Simcha was my river. Oy, yeah, it was Lamarish. So it was a Chabki Gevin with this kid. They spent time with him. It was the joy of their life. He gets a little bit older, he starts talking a little bit, he says, Tati, Mami, oh, you know, Mamish beside themselves with Simcha, Mamish. And then the kid starts getting older and older and older, and the joy was dampened a little bit. You know, the kid was mischievous, he was making trouble in school, he was giving them a hard time. At one particular time, when he was giving them trouble, the father got really angry at his son. You know, he didn't want to talk to him. So the kid felt bad. His father doesn't want to talk to him. So he says, Tati, he says, at this time that you're angry at me, why don't you remember that first moment when I first said Tati and Mami? Remember that simcha you had then? Remember it now. I'm talking not the way I should be right now. But if you remind yourself of that simcha, that'll soften the blow, the disappointment right now, and it'll make things better. Dr. Satmar Rebbe, that there was a time when HaKadosh Baruch Hu first introduced himself to us, and we were introduced to him. The Avos HaGdoshim, Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov, they said Tata, Tata. You know, later on in the Midbar, we first went out into the Midbar, we wonder, Mamash directly under Hashem's rule and under his Hashgache, we were makrim as the Tata. Koyamar Hashem, Zacharti Loch, Chesed Nurayich, I remember the Chesed of your youth, Avos Klosach, Lechtech Achrei Bamidbar, you said Tata. Time passed. Moving to Eretz Yisrael, we did Chatoim, Oyv Ravay the Zorin, Kol Mine Zachen. And now there's a time of Hester Panim after all these years. So for that we have to turn to Avinu Shavashman, we have to say Rabbeinu Shalom, remember when we first said Tata, Zachar, Avraham Yitzchak Eliyankiv, remember those earlier days, remember the days of the Shiftei Kor, remember the days of the Yidden in the Midbar. When we're Zeicher, the Maisa of Eis, and we're Zeicher, those are Chuyos, and we ourselves call out to the Rabbeinu Shalom, Tata, Tata. So that softens the Hester Panim, and that softens the blow of the Yom HaDin. That is the way that we could be Zeicher. And he touches it up in the Mishnah Masechta Saita. The Mishnah Masechta Saita says, Be'ikvas de Mashiach, Chutz B'yaschi. It's going to be chutzpah. The Orem Yalbinu Pnei Zekenim. The youth are going to be Mavaz of the elders. V'ayoykir Yamir. the vineyards are going to produce the grapes. There's going to be tremendous production, and there'll be terrible inflation. Makes no sense. The emes tehine deres, the emes will be hidden. So the simple pshat is there's no hope except for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Satmar Rebbe teaches that during this period of Hester Panim and Bikras of the Rishita, when we've lost the pachet of the Yom HaDin, what could we rely on? Crying out Avinu Sheba Shemayim, Avinu Sheba Shemayim, and reminding HaKadosh Baruch Hu of how it was when the Avos HaKadoshim first cried out to him, and that in itself could be the biggest lewis for us. As I zogt, the Heilige Satmar Rebbe. Moshe Rabbeinu is giving Klal Yisrael Musar. So I know you went through the land of the Goyim, you were in Mitzrayim, and you were in Eretz Canaan. Or you will see the things of the land of Canaan. Vatiru Shikutseyem is Giluleyem. Eitz Va'Eben, Kesev Izov, Asheri Mohem. You saw their abominations, you saw their despicable idols, wood and stone and kesev izov that was with them. So Shon Shvagon said over a kasha from his Rebbe, Reb Leib Chasma. He says the Torah starts out with shikutseyim giluleyim, the most abominable things, miyaskait, like mamish, like manure. Then it turns into eitz v'evan, and then it turns into kesev izov. Like how did it get to from Shikutseyim and Giluleyim, it all of a sudden morphed into Kesev Izov. Like, what happened over here? So Leib Chasman said, when a person sees an abomination the first time, he sees Avodah Zarah the first time, or he sees a Dvar Aveira the first time, he's shocked, Shreklach. But he saw it, and it became possible. The next time he sees it already, not as bad as it was the first time. Next time he sees it, he says, hey, that's not so good. And finally, he can get caught up in it. He says, that's what the Torah is telling us over here. L'chadchil, when you saw it, it was Shikutseyim v'Giluleyim. A little bit later on, he got used to it. It's like Eitz V'Eben. And finally, it became like Kesev Izov. That is the derech of the Eitz Sahara. Like Chazal say, the Eitz Sahara, Hayayim Oyim L'chokach, U'machrayim L'chokach. Yeah, do a little bit. Are you a little bit closer? Do a little bit more. L'chadchila starts out with Shikutseyim v'Giluleyim, turns into Eitz V'Eben, and then finally it turns into Kesev Izov. Rav Shalom said over, B'didei Havi Uvda. He says he once traveled by ship from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz La'aretz. So the ship was passing by Venice. Everybody was saying how beautiful Venice is. You have to go see it. Everybody comes to the top, to the deck. They're all looking at Venice. And he never really saw it before. He never heard of it. He wasn't so anxious to see it, but he figured it'll go. So he walks slowly to the deck and he looks. Doesn't see the Gvaldig and he says, it's okay. Instead of having cars in their driveways, they have little boats in front of their houses. And there's a lot of tzelems, mamish, very religious place. And he wasn't so misspoke. He doesn't know what everybody's making a big tumult about. On the way back from Chutz La'aretz to Eretz Yisrael, he's back on the ship, and again, they're passing by Venice. He walked a little bit faster to see what's there in Venice. He's looking. He says, I hear a little bit where they're coming from. He says, the next time he went by ship to Chutz La'aretz, he ran to the deck. He even asked somebody next to him, can I borrow your binoculars? I'd like to see Venice from far away. He says, that's the Teva Ha'adam. What was the big deal? Let me see. He says, that's the Teva Ha'adam. And that's what the Torah is telling us over here. It's Yodua, that during World War I, the Chofetz Chaim was forced to go into Golus, to leave Radni with his yeshiva. It was one Shabbos, and he saw Chilul Shabbos. He saw Yidden being Mechal Shabbos. He says, oy vey. In all my life, I never saw this. He went back home and he started crying bitterly, mamish, b'chiyas tamrurim, that all his life he never saw this matter of Chilul Shabbos. And now, la'ezik nosai, why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu have to show him this? The next Shabbos, he saw Chilul Shabbos again. And again, he was crying. He said, my crying the second week was not the same as the crying the first week, he says. I saw it already. It wasn't the same shock. Get used to it. That's the Teva Ha'adam. And with Avodah Zarah, with anything which is Aser, or anything which is not Lefi the Ruach of Yisrael Saba, the first time, again, it's time. Then, Gevaldik. That's the Teva Ha'adam, and that's what the Torah is telling us over here. Vatiru Hashikutseim is Giluleya, then it turns to Eitz V'Evan, then to Kesef V'Zov, Asherim Mohem. That was with them. Parshas Vayelech. Vayelech Moshe. And Moshe went. Vayidabres Advarim Ha'el El Kol Yisrael. And he spoke these words to all of Klal Yisrael. Medrash Tanchuma says, what is Vayelech? Ein Vayelech Elo Loshen Teichach. Vayelech is a Loshen of Musar. Shenemar, as it says, L'chu Chazu Mefalois Elikim. Go and study the work of Hashem and go and learn Musar from it. Ein Vayelech Elo Loshen Teichach. But the Medrash does not tell us what the Teichach was. What was the Dvar Musar that Moshe Rabbeinu was telling them? So I saw a pshat brought down b'shem Hagoyner Mordechai Ilan, the Rav of Tel Aviv. He said the following: there's another medrash that says that Moshe Rabbeinu told the Bnei Yisrael, "Esmoil hayisi oilu l'rakia kanesher." Yesterday I was able to go up to Shemayim like an eagle. Achshav I'm a vakeish lavras hayarden and I can't. Now I don't want to go up to Shemayim. I just want to cross the Yarden. And I can't do it. The Lord says, I can't go back and forth. I can't. What was he trying to tell the Bnei Yisrael? Take a look how everything that we have is only from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu allows me, I can go all the way up to Shemayim. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes away the Koyach, I can't even cross the Yarden. Everything is totally in him. And it's a Mayudik and Mayudik lesson when it comes to the Yom Nairam. We say, In Slichas, Kedalim uChiroshim Dafaknu Dlosecha. We are knocking on your door, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like people that are impoverished, we have nothing. We have nothing, Baruch Hashem. Baruch Hashem, we have life, we have health. No, we have nothing. Because from one second to the next, somebody told me yesterday, a fellow told me yesterday, he's in business, and he told me his business is now going down the drain. Some technicality with the government or something, and the business is mamish, that is fine. Today he came back to me again, he said, Baruch Hashem, things are fixed up. But for that moment, a business which was up and coming and flourishing, down the drain, he was mamish, you know, down. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants, he gives us Lefi the second, he takes it away, Lefi the second. And that's the lesson over here. Moshe Rabbeinu told them, yesterday I was able to go up all the way to Rakia. Today I can't even cross the Yarden. Would you believe it? Yes, because everything we do is Mikayach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The moment he takes away that kayach, we no longer, even the simplest thing, we cannot do. There's a famous Gemara, the Gemara at the end of Masechet Saita. Stating the Gemara, Mishemes Rebbe Botla Anova. When Yehuda Anasi was Nifter, Anova became Batel. Yehuda Anasi was the last of the tremendous, humble people. Amar Rabbi Yosef, why tisli Anova? Don't say Anova's Batel. I'm still around. So the famous question is, there's your answer. You know, that's humility. Why tisli Anova? I'm still around. So the Vilna Gaon says that there was an Amira that was named Anor. His name was Anor, and he was known to be a very, very big Anov. Well, Anor is still around. But I heard a Mayri the Kipshat, Rabbi Yaakov Yosef, Magid Meshoram of Vilna, not Rabbi Yaakov Yosef, but I mean, the first Rav of New York City, was a Goyin Adir. Goyin Adir is the biggest Poskim in Vilna. And they offered him the chief rabbinate of New York City. Very poor, he had no parnosa. Out of desperation, he came here and he took the job. And he came here and he came with a tremendous she'ifa to put it on its feet. They wanted a chief rabbi. He was going to do what a chief rabbi has to do, to make tikkunim in kashrus, make tikkunim in chinuch, make. He came all hyped up. whatever he wanted to do. The people wanted to have him as a rabbi, as a like a figurehead, but they weren't willing to listen to what he had to say. To improve the kashrus, he wanted to put a tax on the chicken of one penny. The women, they rioted. There was a riot, mamish. It was a terrible matzah. They had terrible tzaras. The butchers gave him tzaras, and there was sheikhtim that gave him tzaras. The end result was that because of the terrible atmos nefesh, he suffered a stroke. Mamish was totally incapacitated. Terribly yisur. The last Shabbos Shuvah, he was going to give the Shabbos Shuvah drush, and he had to be like carried to shul. Mamish, he couldn't move. And it was against the doctor's orders. The shul was packed because they had an inkling that this was going to be his last Shabbos Shuvah drush. And he gets up and he says, The Rambam in Hilchas Tshuva says, he stops, he blacked out. He says, take a look at what happened to me. All my life, I was able to quote Chazal, Bavli, Yerushalmi, Mamish, the Ratzin easily, Rambams, left and right. I never had a problem. And take a look at HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants, he could take everything away in one moment, like we have nothing. The whole island started crying. It was a packed house. They were crying with tears. They say that was the greatest Shabbos Shuvah drasha that he ever delivered. How you can ever be confident? We're all telling HaKadosh Baruch. So I heard a taich in this Gemara based on this Maisa, and now I saw that he was the one that said the Pshat. He says, Mishemes Rebbe Batla Anova. When Rebbe was Nifta Anova, was Batla. Rabbi Yosef said, how can you say Anova is Batla? Rabbi Yosef had the same Maisa. He was the biggest bucky in Kol HaTorah Kulos Yadua. Rabbi Yosef was the biggest bucky in everything. He got sick and he forgot everything. He says, Leitisli Anova. How can you say Anova's bottle? For Ika Anova, look at my life story. Look at what happened to me. Look how a person can never become haughty. A person can never become arrogant if you see that I was at the top of the world and in one moment Hashem took everything away from me. How's it shy for Anova to become bottle? And this was the shmuz that Moshe Rabbeinu gave over here by Yelech Moshe. Moshe Rabbeinu went by Dabras Advar Ma'ela El Kol Yisrael. This is the musr that he gave. This is what the medrash says. Yesterday I was able to fly up to the sky, and now I can't cross the Yarden. That's the biggest of our musr. Now we are totally not Kodesh Baruch. I just want to finish off the Machshava on Rosh Hashanah. They say over B'Shem Rebaron and Karlina, if you were to open up the heart of every year on Rosh Hashanah during davening, and see what he's davening for. You'd see he's davening for Hashem, give me panasa, give me health, give me happiness. But if you would open up the heart a little bit deeper, you would see, Rabbeinu Shalom, I want to be able to serve you mitoich menuchas hanefesh. That's the tachlis of everything. Like Yitzchak Baditshever, he said, come out the same thing. He says, we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Bnei Yisrael are asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for panasa. What do you want to do with the panasa? What do they want to do with it? They want to raise a family. They want to raise children to be B'nai Torah. They want to be able to give tzedakah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how could you refuse them? So David Meishev Chartkev, the Chartkev of Rebbe, said that that's the pshat. And we say, Zochreinu l'chayim, melechov is b'chayim, because v'enu b'sefer ha'chayim, l'man chor l'kim chayim. Because what do we really want? All we really want to do is to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if that's really what's the bottom of everything, Zachreinu l'chayim, melech chavez b'chayim, because v'enu b'sefer ha'chayim. He rosh mishtak b'zoyche, to ashon ha'tayva m'suke, k'siv v'chsim ha'tayva, oysher, fortune, v'oysher, riches, bracha, v'atzlocha, v'nuchas ha'nefesh, and kol tov, and nachas, v'sh b'zoyche, to be makabal v'nei Mashiach, t'kenu v'meir v'yameinu, amen.
Amen.
Shabbos.